Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
H. Zasuga. Zasuga. You know I love chaos. And actually, we said MK Yotunila one day. So, last night, I'm busy drafting something. I get a text from Keta. And then Keta says, hey, Ziyabuya. I'm like, what's going on? I go and take a look at this text, and it is MK, Member of Parliament, Dudu Zuma, going at their current SG. Literally swearing at him four-letter words, calling him Mafikizolo. Mafikizolo is like a newcomer, saying he's the worst thing that ever happened to the party. But also, the way she was tweeting, it was like rapid fire tweets. So it looked like the accounts had been hacked. People are like, nah, man, this can't be real. Anyway, I go to sleep. You know, I like sleeping early. When I wake up this morning, it must have been maybe 4 hours ago, the SG of MK, Floyd Shivambu, had now sent communication regarding this and is asking her to formally apologize unreservedly. So I guess she wasn't hacked.
But have you seen her latest tweet?
I didn't see...
6 hours ago.
Oh, I saw that one, yeah. So she obviously, she sent a tweet saying that...
they will expel me tomorrow.
Yes.
It is well with my soul. Oksala, Floyd is useless.
Yeah. I saw that before I went to sleep. Now, here's my thing, right? First of all, that tweet tells me that she knows that her father will not side with her. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing, the fact that the communication has gone out formally on a letterhead should tell you that the party is not siding with her. That's the second thing. And if you look at the supporters of MK, they're not siding with her either. Let me be the first to say, Minari, you know I voted MK. As an MK voter, Nami, I'm not siding with her. Hamano Floyd. I was just trolling him this morning. I was like, oh la la. But again, Hamano Floyd, honestly, this is nonsense. Because you see, when it comes to political parties, it's actually a collective effort that counts. It's not about individuals. Yeah, you may have the Zuma surname. And yeah, you may have been with your dad or near you the most. But let's be honest, you have got no political experience. And if I take it even further, you add zero value to this party. Saying she long, I mean.
Yeah, this will be a great opportunity for the MK to make people aware that it's not necessarily like a family thing.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it's pure insubordination or whatever you want to call it. In any organization, you can't, you know, talk about one of the leaders. And we all know that she's only doing it because of the surname that she has. So I think it's going to be... And also, like you say, Floyd, number one, if you are saying Floyd is rubbish, then Floyd was appointed by your dad. And you are going against a decision made by your dad. And as you say, Floyd brings way, way more credibility and experience. She did play her role. But at this present moment, I think the thing will go on without her. They won't even feel it if she does get expelled. That's if she doesn't apologize, as the letter said.
I'll go as far as saying, I'm glad she did this now.
Very early.
Early.
Very early.
Yeah, well,
so they can get rid of her.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I generally would be impartial in this respect, but honestly, she crossed the line. She has no respect for authority. That is a senior leader of the party. It's a secretary general. And I understand that many people would go on Twitter rants from in all political parties. That would be just a level of ill discipline. But she should understand that as the daughter of a former president, the daughter of the current president of that political party, she should know there would be greater scrutiny on her conduct. But then she goes and says that about the SG, knowing fully well that they're consistently stating that perhaps this MK is formed as some sort of a dynasty. It's for former President Jacob Zuma's children. And she goes and does that. And people voted for this political party.
I mean,
you know, it's not her that elevated the MK party. It is each and every single voter in this country. Millions of people voted. And to disrespect them like that.
There were rumblings in December already. And now we are seeing it live jive.
It's immaterial. The most important thing is that if there is a serious issue, She needs to use the correct channels to bring that issue to the leadership of the MK party, and it's addressed.
Perhaps she has been trying to speak, but because, as Saul says, uFloyd uleto ubabake, no one is listening to her, and she's feeling like she's at the end of her tether. I am not, by the way, saying that her conduct is correct. It is absolutely immature and absolutely incorrect. But I am now very curious as to what is the nub of the issue.
The thing is, Floyd is a political senior. He's paid his dues. We have watched him grow in the space of politics. And then you've got Duduzile. She has supported her father. We have watched her through thick and thin. But there's got to be a distinction here that in as much as you have supported your father, you've played a role as a daughter. This is a career politician, and he's got to be respected as such. And he's the secretary general of your political party. I'm glad that the father in this instance saying she must be expelled. She must, and they must make an example. It's not a family political party. All those members are not family members of
But
of
wait, MK. Did the father officially say she must be expelled?
There's a statement here from President Jacob Zuma
that's at least condemning
the conduct. So today...
Condemnation. If you said she must be expelled, I would be like, woo-wee.
No, but I think an expulsion is coming.
Yeah, she knows now. Now, let me tell you something else. You see those tweets? They came as a result of her knowing that she was out. Because as Mpo points out, incorrectly so, there's obviously been tension since last year.
Mm.
It's been no secret. And she's been biting her tongue because all along she wanted to see how this thing would play out.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, she has lost the power that she thought that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she came to a realization last night. That's why she then sent those tweets.
But those also sound like drunk tweets.
Yeah, it looked like she was under influence or something. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know, Nami, but it looked like... I don't know, listen to what I'm
saying. Those are not sober tweets.
Very disappointing. You know,
Dutch courage right there.
Yeah. You want to support a woman, but really, when you're going to do this, even women won't support you, hey?
Yeah, give us a shout and let us know. What are your thoughts? 086-000-0959. Boy, oh boy, it's disappointing. And I hope this doesn't affect the MK party as severely as I think it may. But yeah, let's see.
Morning, Kaya family. Hey, the more you guys talk, the more I think Ugutu, she's probably already expelled.
Yes.
And she just wanted to go out with a bang and just say her piece to the world, because she knows Ugutu, the party is not going to give her a platform to sort of explain herself.
Yeah, I wouldn't say she was expelled, but she was definitely sidelined somewhat. And that's when she wants to go out in a blaze of glory.
Got us that clip. That's what's going on now. But on a serious note, I find this to be very immature from somebody who, a couple of weeks ago, the Bam supporter, you know, they were rallying behind her, you know, she mustn't be convicted, blah, blah, blah. Today, the very same person, Uya Tugana, I find that so damn immature of her, you know. And uFloyd, I say, Baba, come back home. Come back home. Wakupula juju saying, they just pulled a whip on you, brother. They just pulled a whip on you. Come back home.
No. He is home. He mustn't go anywhere. The only person that must leave here is Dudu. Floyd must stay exactly where he is.
run MK party. Ngathi Kaizer Chiefs kube family business. Hambe gabi ke lapha yalapha kanqamalala lapha. Akayibhemi izolo weleya. Into engamsebenzele uyayikhipha. Ngeke uzorana leya party ngathi urani family business. Bheka manje expulsion is on its way.
Whatever that is happening in the MK party, if you read those tweets, I feel like they were somewhere. Whatever labe bahleli khona labe kuphuzwa khona having the whatever that they are having, because if you read those tweets, it's like uyamphendula manje, hey, what Floyd, hey, ini hey, it's like someone is talking to you, you are going to be expelled. No, but okusalayo in but o reacta kuphi ku Twitter. So hey, India sekhaya le sithanda singathandi eyakababa le.
I also believe those are reactionary tweets. Something beyond what we know and understand.
took place.
Too simple. This MK party, I guess, Pazza Shop, Bushem, they are now showing their true colors. The little ones, they are not showing the show, showing the true colors. Hold on, this is my father's shop. You're not just going to come and do as you please. So I don't know why you guys still going. Cizwe, come back.
Ah, I think now calling other people's Pazza shops. Just yesterday, we were talking about another Spaza. You judge your loyalty based on the allegiance to one leader. So no.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I think this is actually good for MK. I'm glad she did it, and she did it this early. The sooner they get rid of her, clearer the path for MKP. I'm happy. Hey, maybe she's going to cross floors and go to the EFF.
100% I agree with you. I'm glad she did it this soon. Look, she's very friendly with the EFF members, obviously, all jokes aside. To be quite honest, there is no animosity between MK members and EFF members. The only thing is that, obviously, after Floyd floor crossed, then EFF members felt betrayed. But if we're being honest, we're all part of the same struggle. And in fact, there's no reason why EFF members and MK members shouldn't get along.
Yeah, true. But also, I mean, I don't see her joining any political party. Let's be honest. What value does she really bring? In politics, I just heard her now when, you know, this MK was formed. It's like Tutuzane Zuma joining any political party. There's not really much value they're bringing politically.
He started his own one.
Come on, guys. Just because you're a child and you've got the same blood as a Jacob Zuma doesn't make you now a politician with, you know, reverence. Come on.
Njenga fundi ngwatika nonkululeko Koboto Awakenings says a concept she put ukuthi in all her leadership roles where there were many of us, there were many squabbles. Where there was a mixture of different cultures, there were less squabbles and more implementation of strategies. Yini ngathi thina sizwe simnyama sihlala sihwebhana. We must look at the bigger picture, bathu. Siye kukulwa, sibambane njengesizwe so that we grow in whatever we endeavor on. That's my peace of mind this morning regarding iCase ka Duduzile Zuma. Ukuthi she must look at the bigger picture, man. It's about the vision of the party.
100%. Squabble up. Here's the thing. I don't know why it is that whenever there's, I guess, power to be seized, the first thing that'll happen is that people will then fight for that power. We saw this happen with, tell me, Cope.
Oh, yeah. Shiloh
Cope,
and
yeah. Dakota. So Cope was the first version of MK. Broke away from the ANC, amassed so many votes, and got something like 50 seats in parliament. And then, from then on, it was just downhill.
Just terror.
Yeah, that's funny. Every quarter.
she's out, Yishem. You see, one thing I respect about UJC, he doesn't compromise on discipline. Babe Mkuluma Gabe president, he reshuffled the cabinet 15 times. But we all knew why he was that. And that's why he managed to achieve his Indus achieved. That today, we can point out, it was true discipline. So, ukuthi umntana wakhe uJC will discipline, that's for sure. Ududu nje into yakhe ayisebe.
Nami, I'm not mad if he disciplines her. The fact that he's come out so strongly against her, I'm encouraged, in fact. So it's a good look.
On the streets, on the air. You know, guys, timing is everything. You understand? Lesotho is gunning for us. Israel is gunning for us. Trump is gunning for us. And then when you pick this time to pick this silly fight? Seriously? When actually the black representation in the political arena should actually be striving to come together and work together towards a common goal of actually restoring our sense of pride, our sense of actually being together. Can we try and be sensible in this time, in this period? Timing is everything.
Don't even get me started, bro. You know, during the elections, especially after results came out, I spoke about how I felt the ANC, MK, and EFF should just come together. We would have had a 2/3 majority in parliament. That means we could have changed the constitution if we wanted to. Just black people alone. No inputs from anybody else. But we chose not to. We chose governments and national unity, decided to go our separate ways. The parties themselves started splintering. It's just been a mess.
Sizwe, Mabalwe. But she's correct. Floyd just came yesterday, and then she's one of the people that from that party. She's not lying. She's a leader to which political party? A senior leader, why? Because of the position. No, she was there when this party was started. Floyd was in the EFF, and obviously you understand that because of the daughter of the leader of the party, she's going to her part. But Mabalwe, man, people fight. It's nice. Let them fight and rumble against each other and then see who rules a better one. But at the end of the day, she said what she said, whether they expel her or not. Obama must choose between Anna or Floyd. And then you know, as expected, as we watch.
Okay, so let me ask you something. If I bring my daughter to work with me, right? Let's say for a week. Does that now mean that she's qualified to come and do the show? What do you mean she's a leader? A leader where?
She's no, come on, man. She was a content creator posting bikini pictures on Instagram less than 3 years ago. Come on, man.
The girl has a problem in Floyd because of some leaders who are grieving with the appointment of Floyd. And she's got the ear of those guys like Abo Kanyile are the ones who are influencing her. And there's a lot of there's a cabal that is against Floyd because of positions, nothing more. It's all about positions. And Floyd was entrusted with the position of being an SG because of his experience here. And they don't like it. They thought this is gonna be a Zulu thing that is gonna be around them. Nabantu abalindile lapha for that position.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.